Secretary of Education nominee Betsy DeVos will face questions on Capitol Hill tomorrow during her Senate confirmation hearing. DeVos, a billionaire philanthropist, has spent much time in Michigan working on education, and she's been a major proponent of charter schools. The success of charter schools around the country has had mixed reviews, including in DeVos's state of Michigan. But one place might offer lessons for DeVos, the education department, and other cities. That would be New Orleans. That's according to Andrew Vanacore, deputy editor at the New Orleans Advocate and author of the Politico magazine piece, What New Orleans Can Teach Betsy DeVos About Charter Schools. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. And remind us of the history here with New Orleans, because the fact that there are so many charter schools there has everything to do with Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, absolutely. There were just a small handful of charter schools before the storm. But the storm was the real catalyst, like you say. It was a state takeover of most of the schools here after the storm. And over the years, they have gradually turned them over to charter groups so that now we have just a very small handful of traditional public schools. And they may actually be chartered as well soon, too.
And for-profit or non-for-profit, or how are they working right now?
Every one of them is run by a non-profit board. There have been, over the years, just a couple of schools that have brought in for-profit management companies to sort of run the day-to-day at the schools, and those have typically just not worked out very well.
And you say state control. So is the state still controlling these charter schools in New Orleans?
Right. So the role played by the State Board of Education and the Department of Ed, which is headquartered in Baton Rouge, is to be the charter authorizer. So they get to say which charters open, which close, what are the standards for charters, what kind of bar are we going to hold them to. So that's the role played by state government here.
So what's happened to the charter schools and what's happened to student test scores since New Orleans went charter?
Test scores have generally sort of across the board, big picture, improved. The number of schools that are designated by the state now as officially failing has shrunk from, you know, most of the schools to just a small handful. There's still a long way to go. There's still a lot of schools that are rated a D or a C in the state's accountability system. So I don't think you could say that anybody here is kind of declaring victory. But there's been some pretty carefully studied and verified improvement in academics.
And are these things that could be repeated around the country if Betsy DeVos takes over and wants to have more charter schools in the U.S.? Are there things that she can take from what happened in New Orleans to try to replicate that success?
Yeah, that's an interesting and complicated question. The federal government doesn't make these decisions about public education. That's just the way the system in the U.S. works. You know, education policy is in the hands of state legislatures and local school boards. So the question becomes, what can, you know, a secretary of education do? What they do have power over is some pretty big purse strings. You know, the Federal Department of Education has a budget, and they can, you know, dangle some of that budget in front of districts and say, you know, if you do X, here's the grant money that you can expect to win. You know, that's something you saw during the Obama administration. There was a race to the top,
right?
Initiative is what they termed it. Billions of dollars attached to these grants. And, you know, the state turns in an application and the application spells out how they're going to achieve what the federal government wants them to achieve. And a big part of that under Obama was teacher evaluations. So, you know, Louisiana now has a new teacher evaluation system, and that probably wouldn't have happened, or it may not have happened in the way that it did, but for the Race to the Top competition. Even though we didn't end up getting a lot of money from it, you know, we designed it with that program in mind.
So there are things that the government could do to incentivize local and state education systems to do what they want. But are there lessons to be learned from what happened in New Orleans on the good side, first of all?
Well, sure. I mean, I think what charter advocates take away from the whole New Orleans experience is that just giving schools the autonomy to experiment and make their own decisions about curriculum and hiring and all of that can lead to better outcomes than a traditional district where it's all being decided from a central office. when you free people up who are in a position to you know, who are in the building every day with the kids, things can improve.
Where has the system fallen short in New Orleans?
Yeah, so obviously it's come with a lot of criticism and a lot of controversy. The biggest drawback that has gotten the most attention is the plight of students with special needs. And that can range from anything to, you know, students that just need speech therapy to students who are, you know, severely autistic and need a lot of, you know, intensive interventions. Years ago, before New Orleans instituted a central enrollment system, the charters just did their own enrollment, and there were questions about whether or not every school was taking their fair share of students with special needs or, you know, kind of suggesting to certain families that maybe they should go to a different school because taking care of special needs can be really expensive. And so the worry was kids were just kind of getting bounced from building to building. And there was evidence of that. There was a big lawsuit filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center. It resulted in a consent decree, a sort of court-ordered reform plan that requires stepped-up oversight on the part of the state. And now there is actually a central enrollment system where parents sort of rank their top choice of school and they're assigned to a campus based on a computer algorithm. So there's been some missteps and some stumbling and some trying to figure out how to make the system not just produce better test scores but be, you know, fair and equitable.
That's Andrew Vanacore, who is deputy editor at the New Orleans Advocate, and we'll link you to his article about New Orleans and charter schools at hereandnow.org. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.